He was elbowed an old hoot owl.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard that.
I don't know how many turkeys I've got to answer me. Get out early in the morning when he's still on the roost and hoot like an owl. And if there's a turkey in hearing distance, he'll almost sure gobble. And then we have the little old screech owl. He's a little bitty outfit. And that's about all, the three is all that we have here in this country.
Speaking of turkeys, I think you mentioned the other day that they're coming back so that you can get more.
I
wonder if you put on tape what you told me about, they're pretty shrewd, I guess, right?
Yes, they are. I guess they're about the, they're just about as shrewd as anything, I guess, that it's out there. And you think sometimes that maybe when your season starts out, and I'll go out the first time, and maybe in 15 or 20 minutes, I'll kill one, you know. I just call him right up and kill him. And I just been thinking, well, how dumb them things are, you know. But before the seasons are open, I find out that they're pretty smart, you know. They're smart. They just, there's certain things about them, you know. That their nature is different to anything else. And I just yesterday, I went over there close to where I was born, and I'd heard a turkey the day before that, it's the last time I was over there. And this one was right over south of me, and he's a half a mile or three quarters. I'd hear him every once in a while gobble, and I turned around and got in the pickup and drove back around, went down the mountain and went around and got as close as I could and walked over there. And got in there close to him, and he'd quit gobbling. And he wouldn't gobble. I kept fooling around there and fooling around. And I thought, well, he's bound to be right in here somewhere. And I got my collar out, and I yelped that collar, and well, he just gobbled, you know, and he wasn't 200 yards from me. Of course, he's out of sight. I sat down by a big tree, you know, and hiding from a turkey. You don't want to get behind a tree, you want to get in front of it. If you get behind a tree and you move or anything, you know, peep out, well, he'd see you for a quarter of a mile, you know. You want to get in front of a tree, you know, and get right down on the ground, get right flat down, you know, and just sit still right against that tree. And so I could hear him strutting, drumming, and some of them called it making that roaring racket, you know, them wings down, you know. And I knew he was going to come right on to me, and I just got my gun ready and sitting there watching for him. I didn't hear any more of him for a good little bit. The next thing I know, he gobbled, he was right straight behind me.
Behind you?
He went around me, you see. Now, that's just how wise they get. Well, he hadn't seen me, you see. I was hid pretty good. Well, I changed sides of the tree. I got on the side he was on, the way he was going to come. I changed sides of the tree and called. Oh, he just answered me. I called again in a little bit, and I could tell he was on his way. And he hushed again. And I thought, well, he's going to show up this time. And I just sat there, you know, and just waiting and waiting, and I just sat there, and I finally let Lord my gun and said, now, well, I wonder what happened to him. And he gobbled right behind me again. He'd gone around again now. That's just,